It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Have you heard? You can now start your podcast ad campaign for as little as $250. From driving mass awareness to converting a niche audience, podcast advertising can do it all. Now with our self-serve platform, you can share your message to millions of listeners across 80,000 plus shows, only available through Acast. Create your campaign in a matter of minutes. Visit acast.com/advertising to start your campaign today.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 20. About Last Night.
Part 3 of 3.
Written by Casey Wayland.
Get out! Walk.
I can't see where I'm stepping.
Want me to take the blindfold off?
No, leave it on.
Can you at least loosen the cuff?
No. Now shut up!
Why did we stop here?
Am I not in charge?
Yes, but aren't we supposed to meet up for...
And we will, just not yet. Just not yet.
Please.
Don't make me tell you again.
No.
You give me no choice. There. Much better. Now all that's showing is your nose.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now.
You'll wait here. Keep an eye out, all right? This'll just take a sec.
Okay.
Walk.
You can't kill her.
Oh, come on. You know me better than that. I just want to keep an eye on her. Inside.
Uh-huh.
Walk forward.
What time is it?
2.
Top of your meds again?
No, I'm good for a while. Let's just keep going.
I was in this area this morning. I didn't see her.
Maybe she didn't get here yet. She was on foot.
I don't even know what we're looking for. There's no breadcrumbs.
Hey, look out up ahead.
I see it. Hold on!
What? You see her?
The chair. In the road. It wasn't there this morning.
You sure?
Positive. Let's see. It must have gone through the window.
The broken glass is on the outside of the store.
I'm not saying it's her, but someone did this today. Someone trying to get out. Trapped inside.
Blondie?
Hello? Oh, man. That smells awful.
There's some puke over here.
The furniture store was dead quiet. A fine layer of dust had settled over everything, leaving behind trails on the ground.
Look! Footprints!
Watch where you step. There were 3 here, maybe more. They all came through the door, not all at once. So, why did they break out the window? What the hell's that? A W? Looks like somebody started to spill something on the ground.
They came over this way.
Keep walking straight. You won't hit anything.
Ah!
Hello, anyone? Or thing? In here? Come on out! Bricks! Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, a little further, I guess. Bricks! Far enough. Oh, wait. You know, I think it'd be better if you could see for this. Furniture store, I know. Why not make use of the finer things, right? They are here, after all, just waiting for us. On the bed.
What?
You heard me. Do it. Fine.
No.
I said to be quiet, didn't I? You ain't running, and you ain't dying, so might as well just go with
no.
it. Better than one of those things getting you, right?
Get off me!
Not so bad. I was able to shower yesterday. You might even enjoy this. Ah! Oh, you kick like a mule. But I still got the knife.
There's some blood over here, on the towel. And some more over here. There, and there. Look, not old either. They were attacked. What are you doing?
I'm seeing the distance. Short steps. They weren't running.
Over here. There's some more blood on the bed. It's all messed up. Look at this.
Oh, come on. That wasn't that bad. Just a cut. But I tell you what, you kick again, and the next one will be deeper. Now, let's try this again. Oh, you have some of the prettiest green eyes I've ever seen. Look at you.
No.
Now, remember what I said. This ain't working for me with that thing in your mouth. If you promise not to scream, I'll take it off, okay? Okay? Okay, can you do that? Right now, you scream, I'll cut even deeper. Maybe even leave you here. I doubt anybody would find you. There. Now I can see your pretty little face.
Oh, God, there's some of that puke on the side of this mattress, too.
This is her blood. And that, too.
Now, we don't know it was Lizzie. Could have been someone else.
She left breadcrumbs, Bert. Okay, she did. The chair. This.
Well, what about the W on the floor over here?
That's an M.
Maulers. And there's three or four sets of footprints.
Oh, God, you think that
come
they...
Come on, I don't know.
There. Now I can see your pretty little face.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. Oh, it's everywhere. Oh, I just got clean, God damn it.
Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, you are so done, Missy.
I didn't scream.
You planned that somehow. I know you did.
I didn't, I swear.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No.
What? What is it?
There's someone outside. Come quick.
Just a second. Go on. I'll be out there in a minute. We're gonna have to make this quick.
Please, no.
Oh, damn it. Ah, get up.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with you? Just stay right there. I'll be back. Starting to rethink this. Who knows what I might catch? Who am I kidding? I'd suffer through SARS at this point. It's been a bit too long for me to... Oh, shit.
What the hell is taking so long? Why haven't you met up with everyone else?
Tara said we had to make a stop first, for supplies.
Really? Tar? Is that true?
Well,
And what is so damn essential that you needed to get it from a furniture store? What's that?
Nothing.
What is that?
Nothing.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the girl we found.
Girl? You found a girl and you didn't say anything? You guys said nothing? Tar? What were you doing when I got here?
I hadn't done anything yet.
He was going to... I didn't ask you! But don't you think for a second I don't know who you are. You just sit tight for a sec.
Come on, I wasn't gonna hurt her or anything.
Her leg's bleeding. It is too late for that. Give me your knife. What'd you do? Cut her?
Wasn't deep.
And neither was that!
No! Oh, she doesn't matter. Why did you do that?
I hear you do something like this again. I'm going to cut out your eyes and feed your ass to the sisters. You got it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I won't touch her ever again.
I don't give two shits about her. You were supposed to be there an hour ago. Oh. I don't care if you're fucking a rat. Just be where I tell you to be the next time I tell you to be there.
Oh, Briggs. Grab the bandages in the truck. I'm bleeding all over the place here.
Oh, you'll be fine. Get up. You're lucky I didn't gut you for this shit.
But I can't kill him. We already lost too many because of this bitch right here. And she's from the tower. I remember you. The road outside the depot. And throwing shit outside your tower at my men!
What are you doing?
We were just defending ourselves!
Shut up! For the record, I have no problem with Tar over there tearing you up till his balls fall off. But we're behind schedule as it is. But there's always later. Now get up. We need to go.
Come on! Get up! I said get moving!
She's puking again. Really.
I can't help it.
You're sick.
Does it matter?
Take off her cuffs.
What?
Do it!
I think you can handle her, right? Load her up in the car and go meet up with the rest. I have to go drop Pippin off. Do not stop anywhere. You got it?
What about the other one?
We still have her.
No, the one already there. No response?
Not for a while. And now go. Quit stalling. And Bricks, don't let anybody touch her until you see me again. You got it?
Okay.
Hey, you just told her you wouldn't care if I...
I changed my mind. So go ahead and do it. I dare you. What I did to Poncho would be nothing to what you'd experience.
Load her up. We need to go.
I gotta take the cuffs off first.
Okay, fine. Now, we need to... Put the chair down, lady. Don't make me shoot you.
No!
What are you gonna do?
What is she drawing?
Grab her!
No, let me go! Help! Anyone?
Shut up!
Go, get
Shut
up.
Up or we'll tase you again. Got it? No one out here to hear you. Put the cuffs back on. I don't care what she said.
No.
Come on, hold that bitch.
No.
Come on.
No. Get off. No.
Nighty night.
Have you heard? You can now start your podcast ad campaign for as little as $250. From driving mass awareness to converting a niche audience, podcast advertising can do it all. Now, with our self-serve platform, you can share your message to millions of listeners across 80,000 plus shows only available through Acast. Create your campaign in a matter of minutes. Visit acast.com/advertising to start your campaign today.
Saul stared down at the bed with the blood stains and sheets thrown off. He reached over and picked up a small piece of cloth off the ground. What'd you find?
Piece of cloth. Was it from the bed?
It's blue.
That means something to you? Bert! Does that mean something to you?
It's the same color Lizzie was wearing when she left.
Oh God, no. No, 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 no. Bert, she was here! God damn! How could you let this happen? You know what they did to her here? I was worried about her getting bitten or attacked by some monster, but this is worse, Bert. This is way worse. And it's your fault!
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill every last fucking one of them.
Hold it, you're not thinking rational.
I don't care. I don't. You think anything else matters to me as much as this?
I understand.
No. You don't have any idea what this is like. Can you imagine what she went through? What it must have been for? Like, oh God. Oh my God, I'm about to throw up.
Hey, look, I want to bury him. And we will, all right? But you can't just go running off like this.
Why are you trying to stop me?
I'm not. We can't do this alone. Raven to Toucan.
Raven, what do you want?
Toucan. Get me Toucan, dammit.
A lot of good he's going to do.
You find her?
You remember the combo to my apartment?
Yeah, why?
Empty it. Load up everything we grab from my shop.
Why? What's going on? Give me that. What's wrong?
She's alive, but we need to do something before that changes.
Got it. We'll rendezvous at Point Bravo. Out.
So, we're taking down those maulers.
You shouldn't have hit her.
She shouldn't have lipped off.
What if she's really hurt?
She'll be fine. Oh, look, she's awake.
Please just let me go.
Quiet down back there.
We were just defending ourselves.
Horseshit! I should... Hey, Bricks, you know Johnny?
Yeah?
See, Missy, Johnny was a good guy. Always someone nice to talk to. Then Johnny got burns over half his body thanks to you folks. He's not so happy anymore, and I'd hate for him to miss out on meeting you.
Don't do this. Please.
Maybe if it would have let me be hard on you earlier, I might have been soft on you now.
They'll come for me.
Who? Your friends? Somehow I doubt that.
I know where you live.
I'm just not worried. Oh, look. We're there.
No.
And there. 50 kills charged and primed. Angel, get in the turret. It's ready.
That's gonna be a little loud.
There's two guard posts. One on the north side, the other's on the south side.
I can take out whoever's in the south tower with my rifle if you want me to.
Are we really doing this?
You can expect them to come out of their main entrance in the center. After the tower's done, Riley, swing the Hummer around and Angel will mow down whoever comes out the front with the turret.
You don't need me shooting?
That thing will take out enough of them for the both of you. They won't expect it.
So, it's a fine plan and all, but running at him guns blazing might not be the most effective. Don't be rash. If Lizzie's inside there, she could get hurt.
She could already be dead.
There are other ways.
Whatever. You were going anyway. If you would have been there in the first place, this wouldn't have happened.
Hey, excuse me. I was busy risking my life to try and save yours.
Boys, calm down. This isn't helping.
Some rescue this is going to be if we take her out in the process.
I mean, the Maulers could use her as a shield once they figure out it's us.
No, that's not... Look, that's not going to happen, all right? This could work, okay?
Hey, maybe you should think about it. Maybe we can figure out another way.
What do you know, Frenchie?
Hey, don't yell at her!
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
It's because of all of you that this happened anyway. You know what? You owe me this. God damn it, we have to do something. There has to be the way to get her. Don't you understand? Don't you see what she's going through already? What if it was Pegs, Michael? Huh? What would you do?
Same thing you're doing now.
Okay, she didn't leave me when all hell broke loose, and I'll be damned if I do the same.
Is there any way to do this where we don't try and kick down the front door?
Yeah, one. We can blow a hole through the back door.
C4? You have C4?
What? Don't act so surprised.
Where are you getting this stuff?
Well, like 10% of what I had was actually legal, but you're glad I have it now.
Well, what do you plan on doing with it?
Well, if I can take out whoever's in both guard posts, we can set a few charges around the back side. You know, maybe give us enough time.
This sounds really sloppy. I mean, we might just as well charge at them with a bunch of ladders and pipe bombs.
Okay, another way maybe. I don't even know what this place looks like. Let's get in closer, maybe find that quiet route. It's not tall like the tower, it's wide. We might be able to sneak one or two of us in.
No matter what, I'm going in first.
Well, mount up. Come on. Angel, Riley, stay by the trucks. We'll go check it out.
Here, take the binoculars. I got my scope.
Thanks.
You can get a clear view if you go on this rooftop.
Give me a boost. I'll climb up. You two got arm issues. All right, I'm up. Stand fast.
You know I appreciate what you did, right? Helping me out like you did, I didn't mean for it to come across like that.
I know.
It's all right, Saul. We'll get her back, okay?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Guys, we got a problem.
Ugh, no, there's a whole bunch out there.
No. Maybe worse. They're gone.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Jenna McCombie,
Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk, David Pevsner,
and
Stuart Kennan.
I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.